The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
All right, George Wingfield is here. He has a wide and fascinating background in UFO and paranormal research, and we're just kind of covering the surface of it here. Our listeners have had fascinating questions. Before we go on, Chris, would you like to dig up another question or what?
Well, you know, I've been really intrigued by your annual sessions at the Eureka Springs Conference that I think David Perkins called it the Hall of Shame, Hall of Fame. Sessions that you would do. Let's go down the list here. You know, we started talking about some of the people that you feel are legitimate, and they may have constraints on how much they can say, like in the case of John Alexander, and possibly the case of Nick Pope. But who are the un-government attached investigators out there that you feel are actually unsung heroes that are bringing the this whole ball of wax forward in public awareness and understanding?
Well, I said David Marler is an absolutely honest and straight investigator, and there are many others. I mean, Chris knows, or at least David Perkins knows, Nancy Talbot. Now, what she comes up with, some people can't take or believe, but I know she's honest. I know she's straightforward and honest.
Well, you know what? Before we go on with Nancy Talbot, we've had a run-in with her over her support for
Robert Van den Broecke.
You know, Robert Van den Broecke. And the point being here is that I think we pretty much exposed him on the air when he brought on his friend the magician.
The sleight-of-hand magician.
The sleight-of-hand guy. And I think that exposed it. And I think if we remove Robert from Nancy Talbot's equation, we would like her a lot more. She became very ornery with us when we weren't impressed.
I can see what you're saying. I have never met Robert, and I've never met his magician friend. In fact, I haven't traveled to Holland to see any of this. But I know that Nancy has a good heart, and maybe she's been badly taken in, badly fooled, as people are sometimes. She's not trying to pull a fast one herself. I mean, these two characters maybe. I really don't know, because it's not a case I've researched or looked at. All I can see is what's on the website.
Well, George, here's an interesting thing that I'm sure many of our listeners will be surprised to hear about. I think, George, besides Nancy and Joe Burke, you're the only person I know of that actually took the time to go to Grass Lake, Michigan, and visit Lefty Levengood.
Yeah, sure.
Why don't you kind of walk us through your timetable and what you went up there to do, how Levengood presented his information, and you, as someone with scientific training, what you came away with.
I went to talk to Lefty Levengood, and he died recently. He was a very intense character. He had very definite ideas about what was happening with crop circles and how some kind of genetic alteration to the actual plants was taking place. And he talked about this at huge lengths. I know that he was someone who got up at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm not good at that sort of thing, and went down to his laboratory and studied plant samples through microscopes, did a huge amount of statistical work on them, and I think he believed, he wasn't someone trying to pull a fast one. He wasn't some sort of charlatan or crook, which you sometimes
call. Or a glory hound. I mean, he really shunned the spotlight.
He believed this. And, of course, people fooled him. I fooled him for various things, which is that I wanted him to do blind testing on samples we brought in. Say, will you test this sample and tell us if you think that came from a genuine crop circle or not? Well, he wasn't willing to do that. He sort of backed off and made excuses. And I thought, well, if you're a true scientist, you would do blind testing, and then we might get somewhere with this.
I mean, come on, that's like standard operating procedure. Hello.
Some scientists are like this. They know exactly what they want to prove. Okay, we were talking about Dr. Levengood, or Lefty Levengood, and his testing. And I did go to visit him in Grass Lake, Michigan. I talked a lot. And I think he was a sincere character as regards his views of what was happening with the crop circles. I don't think he was some kind of a charlatan or a fake. I mean, his degree, his doctor qualification.
No, he had a master's. He never got a PhD.
That's right. Absolutely right. Yes, it wasn't. Well, that wasn't genuine. And I think his master's was in forestry. But leave that alone. The trouble really was that, okay, he did an immense amount of work and he had very decided views on what was going on.
Well, what about his methodology, the quality of his science? I mean, he did a lot of real rigorous scientific testing. As someone trained in science, did you feel that he was a legitimate scientist that should have been, I think, published in Nature of all places?
He certainly looked like a legitimate scientist. He had a laboratory and all sorts of equipment and microscopes and stuff with which he studied these plants. And
a pocket protector for his pens, right?
Well, I don't think too many other scientists would back up what he was saying. You know, he tried. I think attempts were made to get other scientists to say, why don't you carry out these tests and confirm what he's done and what he's saying? And that never happened.
So Levengood was one of the good guys, maybe a little bit kind of like that X-Files poster in Fox Mulder's office. He wanted to believe, possibly.
That's right. He wanted to believe. And he was easily taken in because though some of the crop circle fakers, I would say crop circle makers, I should call them, tried out various things, one of which was to scatter a recently made crop circle with iron filings, which they bought from some science supply place. And these were scattered all over the crop circle. And people in England then sent him samples which contained these tiny iron filings. And he made up some ridiculous sort of theory of a plasma vortex having formed the crop circle.
Well, hold on one second. Let me interrupt. And excuse me. I was involved in his bovine excision site study.
All
and
right.
A case that was completely documented by the BBC, where I took plant and soil sampling. I mean, it took me many hours to do this, and also forensic samples. The particular case that I was supplying the study indicated that there was 50 times the amount of magnetite, or I think it was 300 times the amount of magnetite right around the body out to 50 feet. And then the magnetite particle ratio fell off out to control levels from 50 feet out. So perhaps he was onto something. Some of the magnetite around the body that he tested was at, it appeared to have been melted by high heat into sphericals. We're talking 1, I think, to 5 microns or 20 microns, I think, were the larger pieces. So, you know, I think he may have been onto something, but you're saying that he was very easily hoaxed.
Well, I don't know about very easily, but certainly I do know chapter and verse on this particular case where samples from 2 particular crop circles, which had iron filings scattered in them, he said this is all part of the effect, and he was suggesting some kind of a plasma vortex formed in the ionosphere and brought down with it meteoric dust. And this
But wait a minute. Wouldn't those iron filings have been melted by a high heat event instead of just, you know, be simple filings?
Well, they were simple filings. They were very small, ground, very small filings, but they'd been out in this crop circle in the rain for several days before they were found, and they coated the crop, and obviously they weren't in their pristine state when you bought them from the store. They'd been oxidized to some extent.
Yeah, but oxidation is a lot different from being affected by high heat.
You know what, folks? We'll be oxidized if we don't do this break. We have George Wingfield with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
You know, some people get at me for allegedly telling jokes or bad jokes, but the worst I do is a pun. That's not a joke. Look up the definition, critics. We have George Wingfield with Gene and Chris on the Paracast. George, you were about to say something when we had to do that break.
I was talking about whether high heat was involved or not. This has always been a favorite theme, that some of these paranormal events like the cattle mutilations might involve high heat. And all I say to that, Linda Howe, we always go back to Linda, suggests...
Boy, if she listens to this show, she's going to freak.
Many of the bovine excisions were caused by lasers or high heat devices.
Don't get me started on that one, George. That is such a misnomer.
And I've just been looking at her book.
Drained of blood. That's the other. And cookie cutter incisions.
Yeah, where are the cookie cutter incisions?
Three cases out of possibly thousands.
Out of all the photographs I've looked at in Alien Harvest and her other books of so-called excisions of the rectum or the genitalia or the mouth, the tongue, and so on, don't look in the least bit sort of careful, precise surgery using very sharp blades or lasers. I don't see any of that. I think that is...
Well, wait a minute. We have to differentiate between lasers and very sharp implements, because there are hundreds of cases that appear to have been done by sharp implements, including cases very well documented by veterinary pathologists. You can't dismiss the whole thing as being hyperbole and wannabe-isms here. There are cases, George, and by the time you get through my book, you will understand this.
I accept that, Chris. And there's a well-known case which was on the Skinwalker Ranch. We could always get onto the Skinwalker Ranch. It's a well-known mutilation case there, which looks as if the wretched calf was expertly butchered using sharp knives. In fact, it was said that some very sharp blade had been used, and also scissors. What do you make of that?
Well, all I know is that allegedly Terry and Gwen Sherman were in the same pasture within a few hundred yards of the animal in broad daylight. When they turned around and came back, they found the calf in this manner, and the body parts have been laid out almost in a ritualistic kind of, na-na-na-na-na-na sort of fashion. That case still boggles my mind. But now that we're on the subject of Skinwalker Ranch...
Can I give you something on that?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a very good friend who, you probably know his name, and I'm not going to mention it on the air. He's a friend who is described in Colm Kelleher's book. In one particular instance, I think he's either described as, let's say he's described as Mike, and he was on a night watch at the Skinwalker Ranch with someone else who's described as Jim. Okay. Jim happens to be, I forget which way around this is, Jim happens to be Tom Sherman. Tom Sherman, who was the ex-owner of the ranch. And a lot of strange stuff went on around him.
Yeah, Terry and Sherman.
Terry Sherman?
Yeah. Tom
Gorman is the name used. Okay, Terry Sherman. And this particular incident, which I really have in great detail, was there's a completely different account is given by Colm Kelleher and George Knapp and also by John Alexander to what really happened. So let me just read you this bit. These two are up on a ridge about 60 foot up above the ranch house. It's about midnight. Now, my friend is looking down, and he sees a light. A light appears. The light gets somewhat brighter, and he shows Terry Sherman the light. They're both looking at it through night vision scopes, and it's Terry who jumps up and down and says, he says, "Oh, my God, there's a shadow coming out. It's a portal. There's a creature coming out of it." Now, okay, that is Terry Shum, who is saying all this. My friend, who's right beside him, is not seeing any of this. He's also got binoculars. He's got night vision binoculars. He's not seeing any of this. And Harry Sherman jumping up and down and producing what eventually becomes a Skinwalker myth. And clearly, it sounded as if he was seeing this, but my friend could see nothing of. So either with his night vision binoculars or with Terry's, which were handed to him. But he did start taking photographs because there was this light down there. It was a very dim light, and he just took photographs. So when a flashlight shone down towards the spot, there was nothing there, and they later failed to find any footprints or disturbance in the dirt below. So we have two completely different accounts from the two observers. And this is something I've seen with UFOs, so this might have been something genuine.
Different
people see different things.
Yeah, it's routine. I've had cases where up to a dozen people have allegedly been in the same proximity to one another and all observing an event. And there's always at least one or two or three people that don't know what the heck anybody else is talking about.
Sure. Absolutely. That hits the nail on the head. Now, whether this is just going on in certain people's heads, or whether this is something objective out there which is going on, which for some reason cannot be seen by everybody, that's what I don't know, and that's what we really have to look very carefully at.
Well, I really think this is a very fruitful avenue of investigation and research, how certain individual perceptions can coalesce with other people's perceptions, and yet you have the odd man out, or you know, a witness or two or three who have no idea what everybody else is talking about. And I think this is a really crucial clue into possibly gaining insight into this particular phenomenon that you're describing, let's say on the Skinwalker Ranch. Now, this wasn't the event where the large humanoid creature was seen.
That's right.
Struggling to crawl out of this particular, you know, iris-like aperture opening in the sky, was it?
Exactly that event. I think we got cut off in the middle just now, so maybe you missed me saying that, so I went back. But yes, this was the allegedly large humanoid-like creature, dark creature, came out of this tunnel of light, that was the light down below, and shuffled off into the darkness. And that is the event which is seen by Terry Sherman, but it was not seen by my friend who was right alongside him.
Has been called a world-class physicist. Is there any correlation between Mike and possibly Eric Davis? Or
No, this is not Eric Davis.
Coming next week on the PowerCast, we'll be featuring Ted Rowe from NARCAP. A lot of great information will be heard about unidentified aerial phenomena, which is what they call UFOs. But right now, we have George Wingfield joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the PowerCast.
A little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's L-E-M-K-E Soft.com. LemkeSoft.com. L-E-M-K-E Soft.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
Chris is in a special mood there. You can tell that. George, you were about to name someone, and we had to cut you off after that because we ran out of time for that segment. Let's go on.
Well, let's just call him Mike, and he comes from Canada. I've known him for 20 years, and he's a very good friend of mine. He came to my wedding in Las Vegas, and he's absolutely reliable, and he's extremely open to paranormal stuff and quite prepared to believe in everything of this kind, but
yet he didn't right see on. A thing. He
didn't see
did
a
not
thing.
Was not able to corroborate what Terry Sherman saw.
No, he saw a light. He saw a fairly dim light, which was anomalous. There shouldn't have been a light there. It was down, not quite at ground level, probably about 6 feet up in the air, quite near the ranch house on the Skinwalker Ranch. He could see that, and it sort of it grew a bit brighter and then faded again. But Terry Sherman, seeing all this stuff going on, something like a Bigfoot coming through a portal and jumping out. This is what he said. And right. my complaint really is, we've all read the Hunt for the Skinwalker book by Colm Kelleher and George Knapp. But a lot of that, there are anecdotal pieces, stories, amazing stories, which all come from Terry Sherman. They're not necessarily corroborated by anyone other than his wife and his family. And I was going to say that maybe this guy lives in a different kind of reality to us, like some of the abductees and people like that.
Wait a minute, George. Hold on one second. You are aware that I was one of the first investigators to actually go up there and look into Terry's claims, right?
Uh-huh.
And I spent an entire afternoon with him, and he showed me the tops of 60, 80-foot cottonwood trees that the tops have been sheared off by an object that came through one of these apertures opening in the air in front of his ranch house, and it came through too fast, and it literally sheared the tops of his cottonwood trees off. You're aware of that, right?
I didn't know about cottonwood trees, but I put this one to John Alexander, and John Alexander's and the NIDS team spent a lot of time talking to Terry Sherman, and they were all convinced, so John tells me, and others, that he was telling it straight, and there wasn't any kind of a scam going on there.
Well, I never got any hint of subterfuge. The guy was obviously in fear for the safety of his family. He did not want any publicity. He said, I just need somebody to talk to get something to help me here. I was on the phone with him, George.
Yeah, okay.
When the event, when he found his dogs the following morning melted into grease piles, I literally was on the phone with him when that event happened the night before. So in terms of, you know, Terry may have been, you know, because it was his ranch, he was really familiar with the terrain, with the lighting conditions. You know, when you're really that plugged into your particular personal environment, you do tend to have a little bit more visual acuity and other things than a visitor would, someone not used to the environment. So we can't totally throw his account out just because the other witness didn't perceive what he did.
I'm not going to throw it out.
So this gets into a whole subject about Robert Bigelow and the National Institute for Discovery Science, and a real bombshell thing that David Perkins mentioned to me, that you, first of all, you were invited by Bigelow to his gathering of so-called experts, which I want to talk about. But I also want to talk about corporations founded by Bigelow and Bob Lazar. Let's cover first your meeting with Bigelow and you being involved in the presentation and presentations, I should say, that happened at his behest. And then we'll talk about the Lazar angle.
The only time I ever met Robert Bigelow was in the early 90s. I have to look back at diaries to see when it was probably 93 or 94, somewhere like that. And I happened to be in Las Vegas at a UFO conference. And I'd heard that he wanted to see me and talk about crop circles, which I agreed to do. And I agreed to go meet him at 1 o'clock at his mansion in Las Vegas. Just entirely by chance, I happened to be having breakfast with Stephen Greer, which is not a thing one does every day.
Or even wants to admit.
don't get us started.
I'm with you there. So Stephen Greer was very mysterious, and he kept looking at his watch and saying, I've got a very important thing I've got to go and do now, so you must excuse me, George. And he rushed off, giving no indication of where he was going. And I think probably about two or three hours later it was, that when I arrived at the Bigelow Mansion, who should I meet coming out of the front door but Stephen Greer? And obviously, Stephen Greer had been asking for funds for his research. And it became quite clear to me at that time that during that period, starting in about 1989, going through for at least 5 or 6 years, there were lines and lines of UFO researchers and people who thought they'd tap Bigelow for some money. And I can't say who they all were, but I do know that Stephen Greer must have been one. I didn't go to ask for money. I went to talk about crop circles and give him some advice that there's an awful lot of fakery and fraud going on in the crop circle business, and he should be very careful who he talked to. Well, I don't think he necessarily took my advice, but I never asked him for a penny. I think a lot of other people did ask him for a penny, and I suggest that one of them was, of course, Robert Lazar. And I also wonder, I can't ask this, I have no way of telling, I also wonder whether Linda Hart got funded by Robert Bigelow.
George, about Lazar first.
What
gives you the impression that he was funded in any way by Robert Bigelow? Do you have any evidence of that?
Well, yes, I do have an answer. I have several answers to that. And the top of the list, this is a piece written by Glenn Campbell, who I know, who used to be, you know, Desert Rat and Area 51 and all of that. Very skeptical of Lazar's claims and so on. And
he had one of the best early internet sites, UFO Mind, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct, yes. And Glenn Campbell suggests that you can still find it on the internet. In fact, I sent the link to David, that a corporation was set up, this is public record, state of Nevada, called the Zeta Reticuli II Corporation. Officers of the corporation or directors, Robert Bigelow, top of the list. I haven't seen this record, but it's no doubt still available. And down somewhere on the list is Robert Lazar. So that definitely implies there was a business connection between them. And one must assume that if there was, it meant that money was flowing from Bigelow to Lazar. And this supplies a very large motive for all of Robert Lazar's claims, I would suggest.
Boy, I wonder what George Knapp would have to say about that.
You should ask.
The 25th anniversary of Bob Lazar's outing and coming out and talking. Knapp is still, you know, just lockstep behind Lazar and still supports that whole scenario. What is your thinking, George?
Well, I think that once you gone out there and supported a particular person like this on TV, in books, at great length, saying that this guy's real, it's very hard to back down and say I was completely wrong, I was taken in, and the whole thing was a big scam. And say I wasn't part of the scam, but I believe this is a big scam. And I think George Knapp, I think basically he's a good person, but I think he's gullible, maybe. And you see, the same thing can be aimed at all of us, all sorts of people.
Stan Friedman, MJ-12.
You know, we all have these soft spots, you know, where we believe something that maybe there's no logic or reason behind it. Maybe we like the person, or maybe something about what they did seems to fit with our beliefs. I wonder about Stanton Friedman and MJ-12, for example. Maybe I understand Bob Lazar and George Knapp. We'll have to pursue this further. We have George Wingfield joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
George Wingfield, can you believe that we're just about out of time? We have one more segment to do. And we were talking about these people such as Lazar and Knapp and the fact that some people get taken in by claims that just shouldn't be accepted as real.
That's absolutely right. There are a lot of people in this business who are charlatans, crooks,
business. Liars. Operative word. Wait a minute. You said in this business, and that is really important.
The UFO business, can I say. There are certain people you just simply should not believe, and you should look very, very carefully at what they're claiming. I suggest that Bob Lazar is one of them. I have a little list here of certain others we can
put on. Inquiring minds are, ears are open.
Linda Napolitano and together with Bud Hopkins. Now, Bud Hopkins is a good guy and he clearly believed it, but Linda is a fantasist and I've met her. When I met her, which was a long time ago, she's a very attractive woman. People would believe everything she said, but it was all, to my mind, it was all fantasy.
This was the woman who was abducted, what, on the Brooklyn Bridge?
Brooklyn Bridge abduction, yes.
Sure.
I mean, she's a drama queen, and there was just any amount of this stuff, which came through various unseen people who were called, I don't know, Jim and Dick and Peter and so on, supplied letters and tape recordings came to Bud Hopkins, spelling out. You know,
the head of the UN, Paris, what's his name?
That's right. But he was involved. But I mean, okay, certain people you really shouldn't believe. There's Robert Dean, I don't know if you know him. He used to appear at various UFO conferences in Nevada and probably still does for all I know. He claimed that when he was working at NATO headquarters in Belgium, there had been this huge dossier which had somehow landed on his desk, which was ultra top secret or cosmic top secret, which is called the assessment. Which
and he lived right across the street from Wendell Stevens.
Wendell Stevens wouldn't believe a word he said. Dear old Wendell, he's a great storyteller. I used to tape record and listen to lots of his stories. And then, you know, I began to think, you really shouldn't believe this. And in particular, we have got Billy Meyer. I wouldn't believe a word of that. That's a complete scam, a complete hoax. While we're at it, there's also George Adamski. We're going back a bit here. And you could add to him, there are probably at least 50 contactees, most of whom the names are forgotten, like Truman Bethurum and, oh, goodness.
Fry.
I can't remember them all.
Daniel Fry, Truman Bethurum, sure.
Holy. That's right. All of this stuff goes in my
George
seven.
George Van Tassel.
yes, George Van Tassel, Howard Menger. I knew Howard Menger.
You did?
And he was a curious kind of guy. I remember, and I've told the story on the PowerCast before, but I'll acquaint you with it. We don't have much time left. Where Jim Moseley and I met Howard Menger, this is in mid to late 60s, at a diner in New York City across from 303 Fifth Avenue, where Jim had offices at the time. And Menger was suggesting that maybe his experiences were about government disinformation. At the same time, if you look at some of his paintings of UFOs, he copped the UFO at the end of the movie Day the Earth Stood Still. So there you go with Howard Menger. I mean, yeah, we know about the old-time contactees. I'm more interested in discussing the fakers from the current lot.
Let me give you one more. How about Whitley Strieber? And I like Whitley. He's a great guy. He's good company. But he studied the subject for time, and he then wrote a book, which is called Communion, A True Story.
Well, that's where we have the alien gray image.
Absolutely right. He went into it in great detail. He interviewed lots of claimed abductees, and then he had his own story of being an abductee. I was at a UFO conference in Australia once, and Whitley was there and his wife Anne, and I talked to both of them at great length. And I said to Anne, because I'd recently read Communion, and I said, it must be quite terrifying for you living with Whitley in that cabin up in the woods in upstate New York near Accord, which is, I said, with the security lights going on and off and little critters occasionally appearing in the half light in the bedroom, and the terrible threat that one could get abducted and anally probed at almost any moment. And She laughed, and said, oh, that's all in Whitley's head. So I rest my case.
Whoa, that does it right there. By the way, folks, I think you know that we've invited Whitley Strieber to come on the PowerCast to answer questions.
More than once, Gene.
Yes, and a couple of times he said yes, and then he said no. And the last time we talked with him, and it wasn't just an email, I met him at this international UFO conference near Scottsdale, Arizona. And I said, why don't you come on? And he says, aren't you a skeptical radio show? And I said in response, you know what? We'll ask hard questions, and certainly we expect you to get on there and answer them. We're not trying to be rude or anything.
It's hot in the kitchen.
What'd you say?
It's hot in the kitchen.
It sure is, but if you've got your facts at your beck and call, and if it's all honest, well, you get up there and you tell us.
That's right.
But obviously, after listening to this, I can guarantee Whitley Strieber will join a few people out there who will never come on the PowerCast. We'll invite them. I mean, as I said, we'd have Linda Moulton Howe on here if she's willing to answer the hard questions, if she believes in what she says, and she feels that she can prove that her evidence has some authenticity. We'd give her a chance. But as I said, she has not responded to my last email to her. So I don't expect it's going to happen.
We should get Stephen Greer on.
Again?
Get what?
Stephen Greer, we had him on a few years ago. And I think he was about to go off the deep end. He was getting a little bit angry and ornery at one of the questions we asked him. And I got the deep impression that if he wants to go on a radio show, he would choose one other than the PowerCast to be on. You know, that's just a reaction.
Have I got time for one little Stephen Greer story?
It has to be about 1 minute long.
All right, 1 minute long. Okay, Steve Greer came with his cohorts, his paid-up members of CSETI, to Gulf Breeze. This is probably back in 1991. And he, you know, great fanfare. And he told everyone the UFOs are going to be appearing at Shoreline Park, which is where everyone went to look for UFOs, at exactly 8 o'clock tonight. Be there. And I have a friend called Andy who's from Houston, Texas, and he happened to be in Gulf Breeze. He wasn't part of the Steve Greer group, so he went along to see what was going to happen at 8 o'clock. Huge excitement. Well, sure enough, at 8 o'clock, and you've got to credit Greer for this, three UFOs, these are balls of light, completely silent, appeared up in the sky in triangular formation, an equilateral triangle of these balls of light, and they flew slowly across in the direction of the observers. And people were getting very, very excited. And Stephen Greer had a loud hailer or something, and he was telling people, right, they are here. I think they're going to land. Are you guys ready? You know, this is rather like Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Are you ready? I think they'd all done protocols for taking off and going to whatever planet these guys come from. When they got overhead, Stephen Greer was saying, oh, my God. It's a structured craft. It's a structured craft. And my friend Andy, who was looking through binoculars, said, well, this is impressive, but it definitely wasn't a structured craft.
And you know what? We're definitely out of time. I can't take it any further except that we're going to have you back in the near future.
Oh, we're just getting started. This is great.
Yes. This is fun, and I know there are lots of other people that we can upset. Just very quickly, do you have a website or someplace we can check out your stuff?
No, I ought to put a website together, but I could send you a little more stuff. I read an article last year called U.S. Ufology's Alien Zoo. And
that's perfect. We'll look forward. Maybe we'll post it in our forums. Chris O'Brien can be found at OurStrangePlanet.com. That's OurStrangePlanet.com. His book is Stalking the Herd, his latest book. If you buy it from him, he gets all the profit. And he also signs it for you. You can check us out on Twitter, where we're known as The Paracast. It's The Paracast on Twitter. Check out The Paracast Fan Club on Facebook. And check out our main web portal, theparacast.com, where you can download every single episode of the show. George Wingfield, thank you for joining us on The Paracast.
I was delighted to be on. Thank you very much.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.